here. You gotta start over again, huh? You sure?
I did.
You sure? Okay. Mr. Hearn, we had a little technical difficulty, so we're gonna start this over again. So would you please state your full name and agency number again?
Jacob Stanley Hearn, 298705.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is a board chairman. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Neal. I will be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room with us today is we have, I'm going to do this right at this time, to Officer Van Gundy and Officer Westby from the Department of Corrections. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form inviting you to this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or pay a life attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you, Officer Van Gundy and Officer Westby, at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you out, or do you swear affirm?
I do.
I do. The Assembly Department requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. There's just a typo on the bottom right of page 1. The COCD currently states February 3rd, 2019. The correct community supervision end date is February 20th, 2019.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so Mr. Hearn, you're here to be conducted in two phases today. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, then phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to read the two allegations that are under the warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if they're true or false. Okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number 1 is violation of Arizona Division Supervision number 13H, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from viewing, purchasing, possessing any pornography, sexually stimulating material products, or entering into any adult establishment at any time on or about August 7th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Thank you. Allegation number 2 is violation of Arizona Division of Supervision number 13G, as demonstrated by a failure to refrain from accessing any chat room, social networking websites, or websites that cater to sex offenders or sex offender behavior on or about August 8, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Right, so based on the issues of Mr. Hearn, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms of Commissioner and Supervision, that he may have lapses or not lapses in the criminal rules or company.
Second.
Great. Okay, motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir. We'll be moving into phase two in a couple of minutes, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. West.
On June 21st, 2018, Mr. Hearn was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on August 7th, 2018 by the ABC Electronic Monitoring Unit. There were no new charges. He was back to OC custody on August 7th, 2018, with a projected community supervision ending of February 20th, 2019, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, molestation of a child, 5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score is not listed. There is no gang information noted. No prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal, with alcohol and violence noted. Other arrests, 2007, interfering with the Educational Institute, Arizona Juvenile Probation. 2011, child molestation, Arizona, disposition unknown. He is, opportunity risk score is a G1 V1. He's a level 2 sex offender, registered, identifiable, SVP reviewable. The victims were ages 5 and 8. Dangerous crimes against children is cited.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Hearn, we're going to go over some information with the case supervision.
Okay.
So, June 21st, you were released to 1331 East of Quarry Drive in Phoenix, Arizona, and all the residence was approved. So, did you stamp that address the entire time you were out, sir?
Yes.
Okay, did you have any employment?
I did not.
Okay. So, looks like you were referred to task for random warehouse of Cutcoat Navy, and they're showing 3 UAs that were negative, 1 in June and 2 in July. That's very good. On June 21st of 2018, you were referred to the SOTP program. You were also referred to obtain a mental health evaluation and seek counseling for mental health issues. On July 12th, 2018, you completed an intake with the AZ Center for Change regarding your SOTP. Offender failed to complete SOTP and also failed to obtain a mental health evaluation as he was directed to do so. So what happened with SOTP, sir?
Well, the reason I didn't complete SOTP is because I was re-incarcerated, sir.
Okay, before you were arrested, did you attend all of the meetings or classes that they had that were assigned to you during that time?
I missed one due to a severe anxiety attack, but I went to the rest of them, yes.
Okay, one miss, all right. What about the mental health evaluation?
At the time of my arrest, I had an appointment scheduled, and I was unable to go to that appointment.
Okay. So it says that we're going to search your phone. August 8th, it found that your search history showed that you were searching the Walmart website looking for an airsoft guns. That sounds like a lot of trouble for somebody that's on community supervision that has no right to have any kind of a gun. I don't know if the airsoft fall in that category as far as specific prohibition, prohibition, but man, I don't know. Some of those guns look really real. Why are you looking for guns, sir?
I want to say I wasn't intending on buying one. I was just looking at them. I had been watching videos about them, and I was looking at them online.
Okay. Now, we wanted to answer that question. You prefaced it with, I want to say. So, to me, that means you're giving me the story I want to hear, not the story that was really happening.
No, because I knew that I was not allowed to buy any type of anything that could be construed as a weapon. I would not do that.
Okay. And it looks like that I guess there was some consultation with your mother, and your mother wasn't real happy with you and wants to write on your phone.
No.
So why did you have prohibited imaging and surfing the internet and social networks and pornography and all that? Why do you do that, sir?
I believe it was because I had a momentary lapse of judgment. although it wasn't really momentary as it was going on for quite a while. But I had just been released from prison and I didn't really have any other, outlet for those kinds of thoughts. And that was the only way I could think of release those thoughts and desires.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions, and then after that, we'll go to Officer Van Gundy and then back to you. Okay, is there any questions from my fellow board members? Mr. Jones.
So I had something that just kind of caught my eye and concerned me a little bit about some of the sites that you were actually going to visit. One of them was, and then you just made the statement, I'm just not sure where you're at, but one of them was female prison guards rape. That concerns me that that's a site that you want to go to, being that you are incarcerated, sir. And you kind of indicated that the reason you went to these sites is because you just had this feeling. Can you kind of explain why you went to that site particularly, sir?
It's nothing I've wanted to act upon. It's all fantasy. Unfortunately, it's things I think about. It's nothing I think about acting upon. It's just something that, unfortunately, I think about just on a fantasy basis.
Okay. So while you've been incarcerated, have you been taking the sex classes, SOP classes?
No, I tried to enroll in the sex offender early treatment program, but they would not let me, being that I didn't have enough time.
And how long ago was that, sir?
I would say 2016, a year or so after I came into the department.
All right, so I could, you need to have some additional treatment or classes like that to kind of help you out, sir. But thank you, Mr. Horn.
You're welcome.
No, sir. Okay, so with that, we'll ask Officer Van Gundy if he would like to come up and address the board.
Thank you. Brett Van Gundy, parole. I don't give recommendations, as you guys know, I've been before you many times. However, I'm going to change that today. I highly believe that Mr. Hearn is at the highest level of reoffending. The things that he was looking, the breaking of prison guards, the family on family type of things, which is what he's in for this time. I highly believe that he is a danger to society and definitely needs help. I do believe that he will reoffend. Thank you.
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Hearn, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes, but before we leave, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Give us any new information you think we might use to make that decision, but we ask that you don't spend time going over everything we've already talked about. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
There's just one thing I'd like to say, and do you want me to go ahead and say it now?
Yes, sir.
I would just like to say that I do believe I need a lot of help with these problems, with these thoughts and these problems that I have. But I don't believe that I can get that in here with the amount of time I have left on my supervision. So I would just like to ask you to take that into consideration, and that's all.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into the discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves, but we won't be addressing you. So we ask that you remain silent, but stay on the line during the entire conversation, and once we make a decision, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. This is a troubling case with the, what Mr. Hearn has been sentenced for and his behavior when he was released on TIF. I don't think he is a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time. I do understand that Bob would find the right treatment, but to go out in that short of a period of time and the reasoning given for that kind of relapse is very troubling too. To me, it shows that Mr. Hearn is a long ways away from controlling his sexual urges. But this time, I don't see him as a candidate for return to community supervision, but I'm going to listen to discussion from me and my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, so based on all the information in order number 2018W2274, testimony of Mr. Hearn, Officer Van Gundy, and the information from Mr. Westby, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Hearn as if it's legal, violated term condition supervision and have lapsed or not lapsed in the county Williams or county.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. And so the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. Would you suggest that any kind of programming you can get inside before your release, which is scheduled according to paperwork we have by February 20th of 2019, see if you can get any programming at all, see if you can get a health evaluation inside before you go outside. When you're released in February, you won't be under the control of the Department of Corrections. However, I'm sure you have probation issues with the current charges like probation and registrations and things like that, but you won't have to report on a regular basis to the PO. So you're going to have to make sure that you have a plan and get some treatment, everything you can, because once you get out and you're on your own, you do it again, they'll look at a repeat offender and you get a much longer sentence and someday we'll be seen again. We really don't want to have that situation, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay, this is complete your hearing. Will you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yes, sir. One moment.